From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And today, President Obama commuted the sentences of 61 federal prisoners. All had been serving time for drug crimes. The White House says that the president has now commuted the sentences of 248 people, more than the previous six presidents combined.
And probably more coming before he leaves office. Well, let's get now to North Carolina, where the biggest corporation in the state, Bank of America, is now joining dozens of other businesses in opposing a law that supporters say preserves religious freedoms, but one part of the law requires transgender people to use the bathroom that corresponds to the gender on their birth certificate. Republican Governor Pat McCrory signed it last week, and this week companies from Facebook to Marriott signed a letter to the governor saying laws like this are bad for our employees and bad for business. They want the law repealed. Joining us now is a CEO who signed the letter. Dean Debnam is chief executive of Workplace Options based in Raleigh. He's also supporting the Democratic attorney general running against Governor McCrory. Dean Debnam, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you.
And what prompted you to sign this letter? Did somebody call you and ask you to do it?
Yeah, we were asked by a coalition who was opposing it, who were looking for CEOs to go on record about how they felt about the legislation. So we agreed to sign.
And what do you think of what the governor has said? And I want to play you a little bit of it in a video statement in response to some of the controversy over this. Here he is.
Some have called our state an embarrassment. The real embarrassment is politicians not publicly respecting each other's positions on complex issues. Unfortunately, that has occurred when legislation was passed recently to protect men, women, and children when they use a public restroom, shower, or locker room. That is an expectation of privacy that must be honored and respected.
He's talking about a municipal ordinance in Charlotte that protected people that his bill was in response to. But how do you respond to him saying that critics are launching a vicious nationwide smear campaign against North Carolina?
Well, I would say that this governor and this legislature have been a vicious nationwide smear campaign for the last 4 years. You know, we've been a laughingstock, for Comedy Central for the entire time this legislature has been in session.
And you're saying that as a North Carolina businessman, although a Democratic one.
That's true.
Would you move your company outside of the state of North Carolina because of this?
No, I wouldn't move my company outside of the state of North Carolina, although it would damage my ability to recruit here. I'm born in North Carolina, and I'm not leaving here without a fight. What it will make me do is become even more active politically in making changes here.
So what do you think happens next? Because this does not seem to be going away anytime soon. In fact, it seems like every day it's becoming a bigger story.
Well, I think you'll continue to see the typical pattern here when they've taken other legislative moves around vote restricting voter rights and so on, and that the Attorney General's office won't represent this unconstitutional stand. They'll hire attorneys with state money another way, and then subsequently they'll lose. But we'll spend millions of dollars and take lots of emotional energy in the meantime and embarrass our state to boot.
But you don't think that what happened in Indiana will happen in North Carolina, where they finally succumb to the pressure from the business community?
No, I don't think we have anyone in office that's reasonable in North Carolina.
That's Dean Debnam, who's the CEO of Workplace Options based in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's one of the people who has signed this letter criticizing the state's new, quote, religious freedom law. Dean Debnam, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let's turn now to Jorge Valencia, who's a reporter with Here and Now contributor WUNC. He's in Durham, North Carolina. And Jorge, we just heard a lot of frustration there from this Democratic businessman. Plus, we have the statement from the largest public company in the state, Bank of America. Does this law have enough support to survive?
Yes, it does. The General Assembly there is a Republican supermajority in both chambers. So both the Senate and the House have enough Republicans that they could even override vetoes from the governor without a single vote from Democrats. And now this law passed with all of the Republican senators voting for it, almost all Republican House members, and even about 11 Democrats. So, yes, there is certainly enough support for this law to stay in place.
Even if a company were to come out and say, we're going to leave North Carolina, you think the governor would stand firm?
Well, it's unclear what would happen if a company did that. So far, while there have been more than 90 companies that have signed on to this letter that you were just talking about sent to the governor has said that simply there's misinformation going on. So there hasn't been a company yet saying that they'll pull out of the state. There has been, for example, High Point Market, which is this very large furniture showcase that we have in North Carolina, has an economic impact of more than $5 billion for the state. They've said that many customers are saying that they're not going to come to this state as a result of this law. And still, we've got Republican leadership, and we've got the governor saying simply there's misinformation going on about this.
And the Attorney General, Roy Cooper, who has said he will not defend the law in court, he's a Democrat running against Pat McCrory in the governor's race. Is the law likely to actually be enforced if he says he's not going to enforce it?
Well, he says he's not going to defend it in court. His position is that it is unconstitutional as it applies to his office, because the State Department of Justice has had a policy since 2001 to not discriminate against employees based on sexual orientation. So what is certainly going to happen is that, or I should say very likely to happen, is that the governor will hire independent counsel to represent in this case, as he has done in similarly controversial legislation in recent years.
That's Jorge Valencia from WUNC in Durham, North Carolina. Lots more to come probably with this story. Jorge, thank you.
You're welcome.